Fresh Breakfast on Fresh 102.9.
It's music by CK and Joe Boy with Capture My Soul. 9:26, that's your time.
Let's check in with the cool kids who stay locked in while on their hustle. It's time for Fresh from the Office.
It's 9:26 right now. Thank you so much for choosing us. The NSK and Shekwan on your radio. Right about this time, we usually check in with you as you are on your hustle, listening to Fresh FM, right? And one such person that is on their hustle right now is a quality assurance specialist in the food industry. We've got OC Esther here with us. OC Esther.
Yes, yes. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
We are fantastic. Say hi to Shekwan.
Good morning, Esther. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Shekwan?
I'm good, good. Just cold.
Yeah, no, I mean, this cold is cold, it's on a different level. Esther, real quick.
Yes.
Quality assurance specialist. What? What exactly? You have to make us understand. What exactly do you do, dude?
Yeah.
So, actually, since I'm in the food industry, of course, the background has to be a food science. So, actually, I just approve the food that everyone is eating on the market.
Okay.
So, I check if the food is of good quality and if it's of good standard and if somebody's not going to come back with a customer complaint and say, no, but I ate your what, and I got sick. So, I actually just approve. So, I approve the raw materials we use. I approve the semi-finished products. Those are products that are still in line. They are not finished. And then the complete products, including the packaging and everything else.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, but then how long did it take for you to study for this or to be qualified in this field?
So it's a Bachelor of Science in Agriculture. Unfortunately, only UNAM offers it.
Okay.
So it's a four-year course. It's a four-year degree course. You complete it at the NUDEM campus.
New dam. So outside of town.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like now. Wait a second. So wait, when you were in high school, you just decided, me, I'm going to go test food or what? How did this come about?
No. Initially, I wanted to study nutrition, but there was no university in Namibia that was offering nutrition. So the closest course that was close to nutrition was food science and technology.
Okay. So
that's why I opted for it.
But how does your day look like, though? Like, you get into, I'm guessing, is it a lab-y or was it literally out in the field? How does your day look like?
It's a bit of both. Okay, so my day, on a normal day, I get in, change gear, because you are working with quality, so you have to change your gear. You're not allowed to work with, the clothes you wear outside should remain outside, and then when you come in, you get new stuff.
Yeah.
So I change my gear, get into the office, see if you guys in the market have complained about our product. And if hopefully no product, then I get into the production area where I release product samples. So let's say they produced something yesterday and there's an order from ShopRite. They have to wait for me to come and approve that this food is safe for consumption and it can go out into the market. So after that, after releasing the product, then I go test our water, every water, that the incoming water, and see if it's safe for consumption, because we use water to produce, fortunately. So I have to test the water, and if it's safe for consumption, then I send it to the production area and tell them, okay, let's run the area, let's produce. And then after that, I have to do with audits. We have weekly hygiene audits. This is me checking whether the area that they are working in is really clean, and if the cleaners are really doing their job, and if the quality controllers are really also doing their job and in picking up what should be where. So, and then I audit the area to see how dirty the area is or if it's clean. Yeah. And if it's dirty, then we'll have to stop production immediately for them to clean, and then we carry on with the production. And similar to water as well, if the water does not satisfy me, then I have to stop production, and the products that were produced will have to go for rework.
Shoo.
Do not play Chineke. You are playing with Esther. Esther is in charge here. You think you are in charge. Esther is in charge of the whole country. The whole country, Baba. No, Esther, you are our friend from now on. You are a friend of NSK and Shekwan, please. We will never mess with you. You are very powerful. You literally have our food in your hands.
Damn.
I don't want my people to die, no. Because food is a very serious issue.
Mm.
You know, there are so many microorganisms that can kill a person, you know, and some people are not even aware.
Mm.
And then you eat and then the thing contains Clostridium, for example, and you... botulism, for example. And then once you consume that, especially in our rural areas, they don't know. And then the person ends up having stomach cramps, and then they say it's just stomach cramps. And 4 hours later, the person is no more.
Sinze.
You understand? And it's a very serious issue. And if somebody has to sue the company, I'll be in deep trouble.
You see what I mean? But what's the plan now from this point onwards, Esther? I mean, okay, you've been doing this for some time. Judging from your voice, you enjoy this. But what's the plan? Where do you envision yourself in the next 2 to 5 years?
Probably be a shack manager in a company. Shack is safety, health, environment, quality, and assurance. In a certain company. And also, I'm looking at really venturing into food industry by producing food myself. I've been here for so long. So I would want to open a factory somewhere, you know, and just do value addition on the products that we currently use. There's so much in Namibia that we can add value to and really just get our own food. But right now we rely on South Africa, European countries and stuff like that. So I'd really want to one day add value to our national food.
Shall we play the game of anything but correct? Do you know the game itself? Have you ever heard of the game?
I had a fit yesterday, but let's go.
That's the spread. Okay, Shekwan is going to take you on, all right? You have about 30 seconds, wasn't it? 30 seconds to make sure that you answer anything but correct answers, okay? Basically, incorrect answers, and you're not allowed to pause in between when you give that answer. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Shekwan, please don't kill me.
No. It's gonna be fun, man. So let's get right into it. Your timer starts now. Quickly tell us, who was South Africa's first president?
Nelson Mandela?
No. Is there anything but correct, Esther? Anything but correct? Incorrect answers.
I'm horrible in history. History,
even the way you answered was Nelson Mandela.
Mandela, like...
No.
Oh my God, that buzzer! It is.
Esther, thank you so much for your time. Do you have any shout out maybe to your colleagues and so on?
No, shout out to everyone in the food industry who's making sure that we have food on our table. It's hard, guys. It's tough times. Also, guys, please keep warm.
Yeah, oh my goodness, yeah. Absolutely. Right. Coolio, thank you so much, Esther. We wish you all the best. And remember, we are besties from now on, because you're a very powerful person.
Aww. I would love to be.
Come on. It's it? It's the.
Shoppies, Esther.
Fresh Breakfast with NSK and Shaquan. You know my guys, them know me.